was the 10th day of August, way back in 33. A roller skating around in the town where I lived, who did I happen to see? Well, I was close to the bank when the battered old Lincoln pulled alongside. And you'll never believe who got out of that car. It was Bonnie and Clyde. She looked as sweet as a primrose, with hair the color of sand. And then I noticed the blue steel Colt automatic she held in each hand. When I saw the big double barrel shotgun he held at his side, then I knew that our bank was in for a visit from Bonnie and Clyde. And while they were in there, the birds didn't sing and the wind didn't blow and the world kinda held its breath. And I could just picture the folks in the bank with their hands in the air, awful trembly and scared to death. And then the bank door flew open and Clyde and Bonnie backed out. And they were giggling and laughing as happy as kids, of that there wasn't a doubt. As she got in the car, she looked down at me. What do you think? She gave me a grin, blew me a kiss, winked me a wink. And then they drove away. They shot him dead. Side by side, and lots of people for hundreds of miles around were glad to hear that they died. But I know somewhere there were a pair of women who cried. Yes, the broken-hearted mothers of poor Bonnie and Clyde. Broken-hearted mothers.